Yeah, hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 12, Accounting for Government Grants, a small standard. Yeah, my dear, the other accounting standards quick revisions are available and you can download it from my website. That is www.ravikantmiriala.com. Yeah, let's see what is a government grant. Government grant is a government assistance in cash or kind. Yeah, for compliance of past or future conditions. Yeah, if the government assistance is not in cash or not in kind, then it is not going to be treated as government grant and it is not governed, it is not covered by our accounting standard 12. Here there are two accounting approaches. One is capital approach and the other one is income approach. Yeah, capital approach means, government grantees received which is in the nature of promoter's contribution, where generally it is non-refundable government grant and no relevant expenses are supposed to be incurred. So that's why the government, the amount received should be transferred to capital reserve account. It should be transferred to capital reserve. Suppose you got cash, so cash account debit to capital reserve. Yeah, income approach. Income approach, it is not received like when you are, for the setting up a new project or not at the starting stage. It is received during the, when it is in running stage. Yeah, and these are all rarely gratuitous in the sense it is rarely free. That means it is not free. And you have to spend some money, then only you will get the government grant. So that's why since relevant expenses are there, that's why it should be transferred to P&L in systematic and rational fashion. What is systematic and rational? With respect to P&L, systematic and rational means always matching concept. That means this income should be transferred to P&L in the ratio of expenses. It should be transferred to P&L in the ratio of expenses. Done. Right, when do you recognize the government grant? When you satisfy two conditions. When there is a reasonable assurance that conditions will be satisfied. That means management is confident of satisfying the condition. And the second one is there is no significant uncertainty with respect to collection of amount. Yeah, let's say situation, you received the money but you are not confident of satisfying the conditions. Then you have to record it as a payable to government, that is liability. Yeah, and here there are two special circumstances, my dear. Under these two circumstances, it should be transferred to P&L immediately. And these two circumstances will be presented as extraordinary item as per accounting standard 5. Yeah, first situation is current year we received the government grant for the previous year expenses or previous year losses. Yeah, and the second situation is we have received the government grant for immediate financial support. For immediate financial support, we received the government grant and it is received only by our entity in the entire industry. Under this circumstance, you are supposed to present it separately as an extraordinary item. Yeah, next. I said already government grant means it should be received either in cash or kind. Suppose you received it in kind, that is called non-monetary government grant. Yeah, if the non-monetary government grant is received at free of cost, that means you didn't pay anything. Yeah, actually you are supposed to record it at nominal value, not at fair value. It should be recorded at nominal value. Yeah, if it is received at concessional amount, then it should be recognized at cost, whatever you paid. At that amount only you are supposed to record it. Yeah, next situation is we received money, that is cash, directly related to a depreciable fixed asset. Yeah, if it is directly related to depreciable fixed asset, you have two options. These two are accounting policy choice. The company can pick whichever they want. The choice number one, yeah, you received cash. So cash account debit to fixed asset. That means the government grant money can be reduced from the cost of fixed asset. And the remaining balance of fixed asset should be depreciated over the remaining life of the, as usual, it will be depreciated prospectively over the remaining life of the asset. The second option is the cash received should be transferred to deferred government grant account, that is cash account debit to DGG, and this DGG should be transferred to P&L. DGG should be transferred to P&L, in the ratio of depreciation. Right, that's it. And topic within the, cash received directly related to a non-depreciable asset, that is like land. Yeah, here we should ask one question. Are we going to spend any expenses related to government grant? If you say no expenditure to be incurred, then whatever the amount cash received should be transferred to capital reserve. So cash account debit to capital reserve. Yeah, if you say yes, there are some expenses to be incurred for satisfying the government grant, then that amount what you receive, cash account should be cash account debit to DGG, transfer it to deferred government grant, and DGG account debit to P&L in the ratio of the expenses, it should be transferred to P&L. Yeah, and the third point, cash received directly related to expenses. Yeah, then here also you have got two options. One is, yeah, the cash, the amount received should be directly reduced from the expenses. Cash account debit to expense account you can do, or a cash account debit to other income. That means you can present it as other income, right? And remember, government grant can never be a sales. It is always under other income only. Next. Yeah, in case of cash flow statement, my dear, suppose you are purchasing a machinery and with respect to that you got a government grant. The government grant what you have received should be showed under the financing activity. Remember, it should be showed under the financing activity. Suppose you paid 1,000 rupees for machine. Yeah, under the investing activity, you should say per purchase of machine minus 1,000 rupees. Under financing activity, government grant received minus positive 400 rupees. But you should not present it net number. Next, deferred government grant account is a liability. It is not a reserve account. Remember this point. And the last point of this standard is refund of government grant. Refund of government grant is an extraordinary item. Yeah, next. What is accounting? Accounting is very simple, which is reversal accounting. If you have earlier credited the capital reserve, now when you are refunding, then you are supposed to debit the capital reserve. Like capital reserve account debit to cash. Earlier, if it was credited to P&L, now you have to debit the P&L. That is P&L account debit to cash. Yeah, earlier, sir, if it was credited to DGG, now DGG account debit to the extent it is available in the balance sheet, right, to cash, and the balancing number will be debited to P&L. That is the balancing number. So net effect is DGG account debit, P&L account debit to cash, what we gave it off. Yeah, sir, earlier it was credited to fixed asset. Yes, now debit the fixed asset. That means machine account debit to cash, and after debiting the machine, whatever the balance of the fixed asset should be depreciated prospectively over the remaining life. Yes, my dear, if you like this audio lecture, a quick revision, please share it with your friends. As I told, the other accounting standards audio lectures are available in my website. You can download it and you can revise the subject in very less time. Thank you very much and wish you all the very best.